Hey, Barstool Rundown listeners, you can find us every Monday through Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
All right, Rundown, last one of the week, June 30th, 2022. Tonight, two things you should watch. One, the Yak case race. That's already aired, but go back and watch it. I walked into the office and I saw Stephen Che trying to fight Shane Gillis. So I don't even think you need more of a tease than that.
And it was real. Like, it was a real,
by the way,
real beef.
I'll also add Will Compton is maybe one of the greatest vibes guys I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, he is.
The energy and vibes from Will Compton is it's undeniable.
Something about his voice is good vibes. I don't know if that makes sense, but he has like good bro voice.
I agree. So make sure to watch that. And then 7-6 Central tonight, Barstool versus America finale. Marty was just eliminated, but has a chance to get back into the game. Marty, Glennie, KB, and Pat are going to have a frisbee into the can. I love a classic challenge like that.
Did you watch yesterday?
Yeah, I did. I've been watching every night.
Did you enjoy when I erased his...
Yeah, that was smart. I thought it was a smart move by Nick, and it was a smart move by you.
Well, I'll say that off the top. I was going to save it. That was one of my favorite moments of the season. Nick used the condensation on the ground to write the order of the cans for the challenge. Marty saw it, ran back through the obstacle course properly, by the way. You actually ran, you followed the rules to run back through, erased it. And we have people on set who do reality shows, and one of them, like, right-hand guy for Jeff Pro, he's Survivor for years. And he gave me the thumbs up on both moves. It's like, all right, I thought that was genius on both parts. So make sure to catch up if you haven't already. Finale is massive. Three challenges. The final challenge is fucking huge. And there's some very funny moments. This rundown, though, we'll get to a little more BVA wrap-up.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Big sports news, though. UCLA and USC going to the Big Ten. That's crazy. As a Big Tenner myself, the idea of going to a Penn State game in LA like every other year or so, that's awesome.
Let me ask you a question, because Frank was very
Frank
upset.
Was excited. Frank said, USC, when I think USC, I think Rust Belt. That was his exact
quote. Yeah, but we're so far beyond that. That's the thing. Like, if this had happened 10 years ago, then it's like, what the fuck? But we're so far beyond, like, the geographic nonsense. Like, it's over.
Bro,
it's like,
half the time, I'm like, I don't even, UCLA's playing, it's 11 o'clock at night. It's like, all right. But, all right, Major League's, any professional sport has the best players of all in their league, correct? Now we're just going to have the best 5-4 conferences all together, where if you want to watch the fucking mid-majors, go somewhere else. This is going to be the best players in the fucking...
I don't like it.
I love it.
I'm just a traditionalist.
I mean, that's fair.
It feels wrong to me. I think the idea, like, something that makes college football, college
at
basketball
the conference
special.
The conference name isn't geographically locked in, at least.
Yeah. Like, yeah,
it's
just
numerically locked in, but.
Yeah.
That's what makes, I think, college sports special is you have your conferences, a different geographic. These are your rivals. Oh, you know, this is a Pac-12 type game. This is a Pac-12 team. This is a Big Ten team, ground and pound. So just mix it all together. Like, all right, it just, like, feels like a pro sports league now. I think that charm of college athletics goes away.
It has changed, though, where it's like the Big Ten, Rutgers is in it. It doesn't make any sense. So, like, people are just
Western Virginia, Big 12.
Yeah, like, it doesn't make any sense at all. So now it's just
that,
like,
one's not as crazy.
Who gives a fuck? Let's put all of them in.
That's a lot of travel for teams of Western.
Yeah.
Like, Rutgers has no business being in Big Ten.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. But I don't know. If it's one team here or there out of place, it's not the same. Now it's just
have them say, get the fuck out.
It's a bunch of super conferences. I don't know.
That's why, like, at this point, like, I get what you're saying, but that argument's, like, left the table a while ago because it's just everyone's doing it. SEC's expanded pretty far west, obviously, Texas OU.
But it's also, like, traditionalist. All right, is he just sitting there and it's like, all right, now you have the SEC adding whoever, was it, Oklahoma's going.
OU, Texas.
Yeah, like, and so now Big Ten's like, oh, fuck, we need to make a move to be a part of this and make money. And now they just made a
ACC, you think, is a little shit out of luck at this point. They did essentially add Notre Dame. Notre Dame is essentially an ACC school.
Yeah.
Like, what do they do? What else do they have left? There really isn't. This was the other option of the Big Ten. They were talking about Kansas and Kansas State, and this is huge upgrade over that.
Yeah.
No offense, I mean, maybe not basket. Like, Kansas – I mean, well, UCLA basketball. Kansas basketball, people are like, that would be great for the Big Ten in basketball. This isn't bad either, though. USC has been great recently in basketball. UCLA powerhouse. But I mean, football is king. That's really all that matters.
The Pac-12 is going to feel like a mid-major conference now.
Yeah.
Are they going to disperse, though? Is, like, what's Washington?
Arizona, like, Oregon,
dude, does Stanford. Move to the Big 12?
1,000% has to go somewhere else.
Some that move to the Big 12. I mean, Cincinnati is in the fucking Big 12 now. Well, also, by the way, the
when does all this happen, by the way? Like,
2024,
why?
This
when? When? Like,
when does this move?
Yeah, all these moves. Like, when does
Texas
Oklahoma?
Is next year, right?
Yeah, I think
is it's not this upcoming?
Not this season. And then USC UCLA will be in 2024. So
it just,
years.
I don't like it because it makes me feel old. Like, growing up, like, my dad would be like, oh, this team used to be here. And, like, you know, in my league, like, they were called this. They were the California Angels. I'd be like, shut up, Dad. Like, it all changes. Like, get with the times. Yeah. And now it's like my kids one day will be like, well, this is just how it always has been.
You know, though, when, like, you're left out of something and you bitch and moan about it, but then you're brought in and you're just like, I don't give a fuck anymore. That's been me with this. Because when the Big East broke up and UConn moved out, it sucked.
Yeah, it
did. So, I don't give a shit about Penn State basketball. I never cared when I went there. Still a UConn fan. When they got back to the Big East, I just don't care about this anymore.
No.
Move around as much as you want.
Yeah.
UConn basketball plays in the Garden, and every March, that's all I care about.
But people are going to complain, and all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, okay, whatever.
It's crazy that Boise State never landed in a conference.
Yeah.
Of all the teams, because, like, they were, like,
they were
the OG
awesome,
mid-major. Bro. The fact that they never landed in one of the big conferences is kind of crazy.
They were the Cincinnati that was going undefeated all the time and like, oh, maybe they should get in, and they never came
remember,
close.
Do you remember the year they pitted TCU and Boise State undefeated against each other in the Fiesta Bowl?
Yeah.
It's a dick move. Just so mean.
It's crazy that there was just we just like never had a playoff. It was just like it was just a
computers.
Formula to get in.
Just computers. Crazy. Much more significantly, two back-to-back similar topics. R. Kelly gets 30 years in prison, and Ghislaine Maxwell, 20 years in prison.
When are they putting Hillary in prison? That's what I want to know.
Oh, yeah, Tommy. There we go, Tommy.
Yeah, do you think they're happy or sad that they kind of got bunched together? Like, do you think either of them are like, I wish I could have my own day in the sun? Or do you think it's
do you think
they're glad that, all right, let's just sweep this under the rug together?
Like, remember the NFL had that run of things? I feel like Che compared to the NFL. The NFL had that run of things, I think, during, when baseball came back, then, like, they had, like, big trade news. Like, they were just always one-upping every news. I don't know. I feel like, what's the bigger story here?
They both got documentaries.
What's worse?
What's
kissing on teenage girls or flying them out to an island? Next debate on the Barstool Rundown.
No, I don't.
You would think they should both have the, like, they're both hot. Like, what's
think?
The difference?
Honestly,
why did one get 21? They
honest,
should both just be in jail forever.
Way more than
yeah, they should both be in jail
just
for life.
Reading as what we're reading here, the headline, the words heinous predatory and sex trafficking. 20 years seems rather light.
Right.
That seems like tax fraud.
Like if and I'm not like I never fully watched all the Epstein documentaries and stuff, but if they were flying women out and like raping them on an island, that they should be in jail forever, right?
Yeah.
R. Kelly too. Like why? Like what are they not in jail for?
It makes zero sense. I guess they're like, oh, Jizz, what's her name? Jizz, whatever is gonna die anyway.
You would have
60 already.
I'm trying to think of something.
60
Ghislaine,
people last till they're 80, though.
What?
She could last.
Yeah, I mean, I guess at that point they're probably like, ah, good for her.
Ain't
I mean, that's crazy. This should all be just completely in jail forever.
Continuing the upbeat news, Miles Bridges arrested.
Is this celebrity arrest?
Jesus
Miles Bridges arrested on suspicion.
What the hell?
What do you want us to do?
Damn.
It's a slow news day.
Holy, kind of big news day though. Holy,
I don't know. Don't do any of that. He was rumored to be going back to the Pistons, right?
About to get a max contract.
Yeah,
back to the Pistons.
Well, maybe
ever.
Back to Michigan because he.
Gotcha.
To be honest Michigan though, State, with yeah. sports these days, he'll probably still get a fucking max contract. The way it's fucking Ray Lewis did it.
Ray Lewis killed someone.
Yeah.
Wow.
Excuse
me. Can we talk about something a little light? I saw today that with Audi, sized Audi
the car company,
yeah,
belly button.
They have figured out traffic. Like when you're at a light, it tells you it connects to all the red lights, and it has it counts down when it's going to be green, and they also. They will tell you exactly how fast to go if you want to hit every green light.
So we were actually on today's episode of The Bracket. Go check it out. We were talking about one of the best feelings in the world is beating red lights. Like not getting red lights. Like getting through a sea of greens.
Hitting
beating yellows.
Greens in Manhattan is a great feeling.
It's awesome. But now Audi's telling you, go say 25 miles an hour. You will hit every green light at this time.
I like that.
Which is kind of
sick. But what if you're like...
I've always been an Audi. I've liked Audi cars.
What if you need to go faster?
Do you guys have any ideas for traffic? I had an idea. I got shit on for it, but...
Nah, I don't mind traffic, so...
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude.
Go buy it. Go drink it. Drink responsibly and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb. Drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
I just don't care.
Yes, you do.
I really don't care about that. I don't like driving. I said when I hit a red light, I like it. I get a little break.
Red light's different than traffic, though. Traffic.
Yeah,
light.
You're saying red lights.
Frank?
You're talking
you're
about...
You're with me?
Frank agrees.
Yeah, yeah. We don't like driving on highway.
Traffic.
Yeah, because
you just said red lights.
That's at red lights.
I like traffic, too. I get to sit there and not have to drive.
You like red lights?
I cannot... Ask Doug's. I cannot drive on highways.
Yeah.
I freeze up. I tense up. I drive into slow lane. I don't like driving more than... 40 miles per hour.
And Frank becomes president and puts
that ankle gets tired pushing down on the gas.
And I like you get like that like when you hit a like even driving like down a little stretch of road, it's almost a highway, semi highway, and then you hit that red light. It's actually
it's relaxing.
Yeah, it's
let me reset here.
Frank becomes like the transportation secretary. He's like, we're gonna be removing all highways from this
country. More red lights.
Slow. Frank says I don't like driving with 40 miles an hour. I've driven with Frank before to your house. He does not go more than 25 miles an hour. It's unreal. And then half the time he's talking about the Mets and he's still going, everyone's going so slow behind him. It's
insane. Dude, remember we were driving the Mets gave up a homer and I almost like.
You almost crashed. I literally was like, Frank. He goes,
you play music or radio?
Usually the music
radio.
Now.
Okay.
But the way I said that traffic should be done. We need, because supposedly there's some guy whose civil engineer's job is traffic, which he is doing horrible. This has not because if you add more lanes, you get more traffic. I said it should be your job. Accountants go it's from 6 to 8 on the highway. Doctors get any time they want. Entertain people get 11 to 12.
Staggered,
I mean, there's a
staggered.
Ton of different jobs.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. You're going to be stunned to
like
learn there's more than 6 jobs.
Accountants and like scientists all go together.
Okay.
Yeah, but in today's modern world where everything's so virtual, how do you factor that in?
They stay home. That's not causing traffic.
You know what's one of my superpowers is, you know when you answer the phone and the driver will turn the music down? You don't got to do that for me. You can leave the music up. I can still talk on the phone.
Wow.
And that's a good one, right?
Yeah,
I actually get offended when people turn it down. I'm like, I can still hear.
If I have three...
Play your music.
If I have four people in the car, I don't let music. I want conversation.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. Yeah. I don't like... I also don't
like... I like
you
both.
Like conversation.
I like conversation.
Depends where you're going. If you're going to the show, you need some music.
But you could do... You could also do
movie,
both. Like, I don't like when people blast the music and it's in my ears.
You gotta have... You gotta have music in the front seat. You gotta know in the front seat if you're having a good convo and the music's loud and you gotta turn it...
But I'm saying you're...
Unless you're talking shit about them.
You're on the way to go to a movie. Like, I want to be talking about the movie before we get there.
What would you be talking about the movie before you see it?
Your expectations, have people's reviews.
You go to movies. You're like, what are your expectations?
Yeah, 1,000%. I went to see Elvis the other day. I was talking about I was like, oh, what do you think we're going to like it? You think this? I heard this guy sucks. It's a nice conversation.
I think it's more of a post-conversation.
It's both. That's the reason.
No more arrest news? Cameron Diaz is coming out of retirement, doing a Netflix movie.
I didn't even know she retired.
I don't think anyone knows when actors are
back in action. That's already a movie. That's Looney Tunes Back in Action with Brendan Fraser.
Who can forget?
So like,
he retired in 2018.
Actors and actresses can't retire. Same thing with singers.
Will Ferrell
like,
retired because I haven't seen a movie in a while, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, he retired.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
You don't really know.
What's he last in? I forget.
It's like, you don't really
Get Hard, maybe? Has he been in anything?
Did you like that? Oh, come on.
Great film.
You don't like Get Hard.
It was pretty
good. Holmes and Watson was a 0 out of 100. That's one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life.
I didn't see that movie.
So that is a movie that would end your career for sure. Get Hard is come on, dude.
It's kind of funny.
Well, hold on, wait. Why can't why can't people with erectile dysfunction understand the movie? Because they don't get hard. Something like that. There's something. Something there.
That's such a niche joke.
That's ended.
It requires you to see a movie that probably made like $100.
They don't get like they don't get it, but they don't get hard. I guess it would be they don't get hard.
Last story before
there,
we wrap on Barstool versus
hammer
America.
That out in the comments.
The U.S. Navy released UFO files.
I'm done with UFO stories.
I am too. I think.
No, but the thing is, it's just like you
Jerry Thorne. What a sheep bringing up alien stories. Am I right,
Jerry?
Yeah.
I think you just have to accept.
Oh, it. Jerry Thorne. Aliens,
aliens are just real. You just have to accept
it. I said I need to see it, and I think it's like the 10th time we've done this on the rundown. UFOs are real. I need to see an alien.
The thing is, though, that
Tommy looking buff. You know what goes good for buff guys? New DJ Stanksops just dropped on the
way to make it.
Come on, come on,
thank
come
you.
On. At least step in. At least step in. At least
he's
step
been
in.
Doing
that
everywhere.
Was seamless.
He started every show today with the same thing, but the shirts are sick.
Yeah, DJs, which is that's a very niche thing if you're watching nationally, but if you do go to the Jersey Shore, there are very cool shirts that I'll be wearing all summer.
Aliens are just real. They put you in they put them in movies to make us feel like they're so fake, but they're just walking around.
I know. I need to see them. I need to see an alien.
You think they're like Men in Black?
Party UFOs.
I think that they are making it seem so crazy that it's like aliens are like out of space, all this stuff, and it's just like very simple that they're just real walking around.
What do you? This is a good question for you, Jeff. What do you think the most realistic alien movie is? I have my answer. Like, if aliens actually came, what do you think is the most realistic depiction of that?
Single specific looking aliens? That's
no, not even the way they look, just like how we'd maybe react. I think it's Arrival.
Yeah, that's probably right.
I think the concept of Arrival. Yeah.
I think they look at us like we're fucking morons.
It's either Arrival or War of the Worlds. They're either going to be here to be like they can communicate with them, or they're just going to come here and just kill us.
I think
all.
They yeah. laugh at us now. Like they
probably.
Like yeah, and I think they're our rivals. Like we're smarter than them.
No, Arrival, they're smarter than us.
Aliens are smarter than us. I'm saying they're laughing at us.
You also know yeah. we also have like alternate dimensions too. So there are other Tommies.
No, I don't pull that. No, that's where
sure.
I draw.
It can't be that's for sure.
There are no alternate dimensions. There's only one
sure.
of me.
No, there is
around.
Definitely all alternate.
There's you can't. There's no way. That's like Schrodinger's cat's the biggest load of bullshit of all time. Where it's like, oh, if I leave this cat in a box, like there's one universe where it's alive and one where it's dead. No, we're in one universe, and the cat's either alive or it's dead.
Now there's multiple Tommy smokes.
I that's
there's
just not
who,
true.
There's one who like. Likes only Amazing Race.
Ugh. Ugh. But where? Okay, so where is this universe happening? It's like, you can't conceptualize it.
It's an alternate
it?
Reality. You can't reach it.
I don't believe that that's
maybe
true.
In the VR goggles.
I don't think
that'd
that's
be
true.
Crazy.
I mean, people.
No.
Didn't Snoop Dogg just buy a house in fucking virtual reality? Don't they all?
What's the movie that just came out? Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah.
Like it is an interesting concept. It's just a load of bullshit.
Oh, that does exist. There are,
I don't
there are alternate.
That.
There's alternate right. Marty's.
Sorry.
An alternate
he's probably
Marty.
Like man, thank God I'm not that Marty.
An alternate Marty where you win.
Yeah, maybe there's a Marty who's like the
Idol?
Most popular
yeah,
guy
he's
in
the most liked guy in the world. It's like man, that other Marty's like, phew, I walked out into this one.
That universe, Dave walks in with a Marty shirt on.
Yeah. Team Marty.
Hey, me and Dave,
Tom Brady's
great term,
it out.
By the way.
Oh, okay.
People, Tom Brady did follow me on TikTok, and once I tweeted, he just unfollowed me.
Yeah,
that was. I think that was a mistake.
I think that was Kevin Bonner having
oh,
a fat thumb.
Yeah, it probably was. His social, his social guy. Or
Aaron
like jittery,
Judge's,
I don't know, he's cold.
Aaron Judge's last like is me, that's all that matters.
Barstool versus America, speaking of Marty.
Oh, public. Shit.
You lasted 4 episodes. You are maybe going to last 5. We don't know yet. The finale is tonight. Interesting dynamic. I even saw some people who were like, remember that guy? I said to you that one guy. He's like, I'm rooting for Marty this season.
Oh, a lot of
who
people.
Who doesn't like a good villain?
A lot of people. And I
actually don't even think Marty's been the villain.
I've been very,
I think it's been Dana or Pat.
Yeah, I've been great. Like, nice in the show. And I think I just pissed off Nick a little bit in the last one that I actually was a competitor more.
Yeah, I mean, it was also... It
I should
made
have kicked
sense.
Off the first episode, to be honest.
Yes. I thought you were going to go, honestly. But I also, I had heard that you guys had maybe a bit of like a little an alliance. Not an alliance,
no, no,
but like
an
understanding
full,
to stick together.
No, full on one. Text group. Me, KB,
yeah.
Nick.
Yeah, but KB was out at that point.
I walked through.
So like once...
You've waved to the camera, though.
Once Nick took out KB, didn't that alliance fall apart or no?
Yeah, but it's still like, it was still like me, Nick, and Dana. Like, let's try and get to the end at least and then see if there's a twist and maybe we could figure something out. So I thought Nick was on my side for sure. But then obviously it made sense to get me out because I was the best on the
1,000%.
team. But Dana, I was right. Nick literally looked at Dana and was like, what if I vote out Marty? And Dana goes, I go, what do you could have said don't vote him out like I did to Joey.
I think if and I actually haven't asked him this, if the twist had been revealed that you guys could come back before the elimination, I think he would have kicked Dave. I think White Sox Dave was gone.
Yeah.
He'd have had a chance to get you, he'd have had a chance to get
No, I think he would have kicked Alex AB. Bennett because then it could have been a four-person.
I think they were stone cold the whole time, though. I think him, Alex, and Dana were like lockstep.
Yeah, it definitely could have.
You know, as someone not involved in it, I've been watching. I thought last night's episode was great. Like, real, real bad blood. Like, Nick and Kelly going at it.
Bad blood.
Joey and Anna is so fucking funny.
Joey and Anna, you
Dave's
and Nick.
Comment
at the end.
To Alex.
Dave was like, oh, you're too rich. Like, you don't need the money.
By the way,
Dave's taking a $90
Dave.
Poop.
White Sox, that was insane. White Sox Dave threatened, by the way. This is a story people don't know. White Sox Dave threatened to not sleep in the RV. And it got to a point where we had a plan in place where if he had not slept in the RV and he went home, he was kicked off the show and two of you guys would have came.
Why did he think he didn't have to sleep in the RV?
Insane.
Just because it was in his city, the rules didn't apply
insane.
To him?
Insane.
That'd be like if surviving Barstool was like, oh, I'm just going to go home. I live in New York.
I would get frustrated with people that came in because, like, Hannah came in and Dave came in complaining about the bus and, like, the yellow team has not won yet. I've slept on this bus for 2 weeks now. And the blue team was on vacation. They were sleeping in Airbnbs every fucking night. And they're complaining. And I was like, these motherfuckers are killing me.
White Sox, they made that comment to Alex. And then she called him out loudly. She's like, what the fuck? First of all, what an absolute zero strategy that was to reveal your strategy before you even have a chance to win. Maybe win.
Very funny.
Though. Yeah.
Like
that's
he,
Cowboy.
We didn't go to the next city. Yeah, that is Cowboy. But he then denied saying it. And one of the camera guys, Steve, Snapchat Steve, is right there. He just goes, he's like, "It's like I was filming this.
It is fake.
I got this on camera."
I mean, dude, when he
standing in the game, I never said that.
He first came into the game, he goes, oh, what team am I on? I was like, you were just standing on the team with three people.
He's one of a kind. He's reality TV gold, though.
We have a great challenge. We have a Frisbee toss challenge. Yourself, Pat, KB, and Glennie. Winner gets back into the game.
Poor Glennie was getting just no one's worried about him in the next one.
No.
There's rumors I'll be making an appearance in tonight's episode.
Interesting.
No, that's not true. Someone would tweet at me and be like, are you coming in the next episode? I'd just do like the eyeball emojis. Like I was going to be one of those surprise guests.
The middle challenge is a very classic Survivor challenge. Nobody wanted to do it. They were very mad at us.
I think
it's very
Is it the, what's it fucking called? I know what you're talking about. It's like, who's the worst at this?
Yeah, it's very personal. And then the finale is up to monster. It's humongous. And it took a while. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah.
It's could be a blowout, could be close. I don't know. All I know is it was intense, it was grueling, and a lot of fun to watch. So
real quick before we end, did you guys, the Mets thing yesterday was crazy.
No. I don't know if I really want to. Fine.
Everyone.
It was crazy. It was. I actually.
People are going to be asking.
There's a video of Frank. I walked out of there when I yelled at Frank.
I think he was
Frank banging here. On the wall.
Yeah. No.
Meek Phil, just your classic internet troll, hides behind an avatar. He's I hate so many versions of Meek Phil on Yankees Twitter. I'm like, he is that for the Mets. That.
He is.
I got to go with Frank here.
I go with Frank as well. I think I'm team Frank.
Oh, yeah, I yelled at Frank yesterday, but I'm always team Frank. But the best will be when Frank is mid Mets rant, and then he'll stroll by my desk 30 minutes later, and he'll be like, he goes, did you watch the new Obi-Wan last night? he'll snap out of it for like 5 minutes, yeah. That was a crazy fight, though.
Yeah, it was like, whoa, we need to, let's all go home.
It's not even July.
That's why I don't care. The Yankees are just win every game.
They are still, it is worth noting, statistically, fact check speaking, they are in first place. They've not played as well as the Braves in July. They're over 500 in the month, or in June, excuse me, have not played well. Lead has dwindled a bit, but it's still a 3.5 game lead in June, I think.
It's going to be 2.5 after
What would you, okay, hypothetical, come here, Frank. and then we're ending it. I'm allowing you a 90 second rebuttal.
I don't have to do with anything.
Just watch it. I think you'd like it.
All right, what's it on?
Come here. I want your honest opinion.
I'll give it to you.
I want your honest opinion, Frank. If I would have asked you, and I'm putting you on a timer, if I would have asked you on opening day, I say July 1st, what would you want the Mets lead to be in? And I don't
what would you
lie
want
to
their
me.
Record to be?
Don't lie to me.
I would want it to be 5 games.
That's not that bad.
Aren't they up 3?
It's 2.5 now. And it was 10, and the Braves are steamrolling, and the Mets.
It is 3. It is not 2. It's 3 games.
He's just assuming they're
playing the Phillies. Who the Phillies actually came
on
the field?
I'm not allowing you to give him a hypothetical win. You can't give him a hypothetical win yet. So it's 3. So it's a little ahead. Okay, that's fair.
And the Braves played the Reds this weekend, and the Mets now the Mets do play the Reds after that. But the Reds are going to take their top pitcher instead of throwing him against the Reds, they're going to throw him against the Mets because that's what's going on right now.
So baseball is probably conspired against the Mets.
Yes.
I also want to note, if the Yankees win 23 more games, they beat Frank's over-under beginning of the year. He said them.
There's about 85 games left in the season.
He had them at 77.5
wins. I predicted the Yankees would go 78 and 84.
Okay, they have 56. They're actually on pace to break the all-time win.
30 seconds left. What would make you... If the Mets fizzle out, wild card game, maybe lose, but the Yankees have a historic season and then just shit themselves in the playoffs, is that
no?
Not worth it?
No.
Okay. He's locked in. 15 seconds left. You have final comments?
It's just...
You have anything to say about Meek Phil?
Yeah, Meek Phil?
Yeah, what do you have to say to Meek Phil?
I'll give you an extra 10 seconds about Meek Phil.
No, he apologized, so I accepted his apology.
Oh, what a good guy.
Look at that. That's why Frank's a nice guy. And we hit the time. That's it, the rundown. Mamitas, Barstool America, check it out.
Yeah, no rundown next week, right?
No rundown next week. We're not here next week. Okay, goodbye.
I'm going to all the 4 Hall of Fames.
Next week? Oh, shit, that's cool.
Love that, Frank.
Wait,
that's got to be the last second.